USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is releasing a statement after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. The president saying, while the verdict in Kenosha may leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. Biden adding, violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy. Those comments come after then-candidate Biden in September of 2020 called Rittenhouse, without any proof, a white supremacist. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has voted in favor of recommending expansion of COVID-19 vaccine boosters to all adults.
We are 11 yeses and 0 noes, and vote number 1 passes.
The advisors also recommend that people age 50 and above should get COVID-19 booster doses, which is welcome news for many Americans as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.